Hello?
Hi there. My name is Simon. I'm calling from Visa. I was looking for Matthew.
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, Matthew. How are you?
Doing all right. How you doing?
Not too bad. I'm calling because we received an email regarding an issue that you had with your password. I guess you're having trouble logging in?
Yeah, man. For like 3 days now, I don't know what's up with your system, but it won't let me in. I can't, you know, doesn't matter what I do. I need a password and it's not letting me in.
Okay.
So.
Well, I can help you with your login information and get that all reset for you. Just might have to ask a few security questions.
Let's do it.
Okay. Sounds good. First question. What is your great-great-grandfather's middle name?
My great-great... Mm-hmm. I have no idea. What are you talking about? I have no idea. I never entered that. I have no idea what my great-great-grandfather's middle name is. That's not one of my security questions.
Well, we can go another route if you don't have that information on you.
Does anybody have that information? No, I don't think anybody knows their great-great-great-grandfather's middle name.
Well, you know, I take about a dozen calls just like this every day, and almost everybody can answer that question. So you might want to...
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you might want to find out the answer for future phone calls.
Okay, yeah, man. Duly noted. I'll work on that. Can we go to the next question, possibly?
Sure, absolutely. Here is the next security question. Repeat after me. My mama's muffins make the best paperweights.
My mama's muffins make the best paperweights. That's not a question, but whatever.
Ooh, okay. Well, you said that very well, and you passed that one. Good job.
How did I just pass? That's not a security question. I just repeated your word. There's no passing.
Well, the company recently did some security updates, and they found that if you can clearly say that phrase, my mama's muffins make... See, I didn't even say it clear there. Anyway, if you can say it clear, then apparently you're a trustworthy person. So we got you on level one. We're ready to move to level two.
That's the most stupid security question I've ever heard of. I'm kind of questioning why I'm even banking with you guys at this point.
Well, I can trust you. We're very secure. Next question. How much money did you have in your savings account back on December 4th of 2007? I'll need the exact number to the cent.
What, you want me to, like, go through my entire history of my account and go find you this number? Nobody knows that.
If you
Nobody
could,
has
yeah.
that information,
if,
man.
If you could get that number for me, that'd be great.
Yeah, the only way I could give you that information is if I could log into my account.
Perfect. I can wait. Just log in, and then if you can get me that savings account number.
We're on this phone call because I can't log into my account. You have to get me in there.
Oh,
you got that. See how that works?
That's right. Okay, well, maybe if you can just remember what the number is. The savings account balance from December 4th, 2007.
Can you just give me another question now?
Okay.
Sure. Oh, my God. You're pissing me off, dude. Come on.
We do have some other options. I can give you another question. Can you please whisper your mother's maiden name?
Whisper it.
Jackson. I'm sorry I couldn't hear that.
Jackson.
Did you say Samson?
No, dude, I said Jackson. Do you need me to yell it at you? Okay. You said whisper. What are you talking about?
Oh, no. Well, now that you said it above a whisper, that security question doesn't count. Shoot.
Okay, man, this is clearly not working. I got to talk to your manager. I need to get into my account right now. Give me somebody above you to talk to.
Well, that's going to be a problem because I am on the top floor. So,
no, what are you talking about? No,
well,
I need a superior.
There's nobody above me. We're on the top floor here.
Well, then how about you give me somebody downstairs that's got a brain? How about that?
Well, downstairs is the parking garage. You just want me to go down there and ask somebody getting into their car? I can do that for you. I aim to please.
No, okay, here's what we're going to do. I want you to cancel my account right now. If they're hiring morons like you to keep my account secure, this is not going to work.
Well,
I'm moving on.
Okay, well,
let's close this account. Let's do it.
Actually, it's really easy to close your account. You can just log on online, and there's a button for it, and it'll walk you through the process.
I can't log on.
Oh, well, maybe your wife Tabitha could log on for you then, if you can't do it.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, because this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your wife Tabitha set you up.
No way.
Yes, she said you've been extremely frustrated because you can't remember your credit card password.
Oh my God.
I got to tell you, I'm really surprised you don't know your great-great-grandfather's middle name, though.
That's the most pissed off I've ever been in my entire life.
You answered that question correctly. Now, can I send you your password?
Yes, give me my password.